Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Gaskowski is a University of Memphis product, longtime New England Patriot who's now starting a new chapter in his football career. He joins us now. Hey, Gotti, what's going on, man? Thanks for the time.
You got it, guys. You got me out of being a fourth and first grade terrible homeschool teacher, so I appreciate it.
How's that going? I mean, obviously you have a lot more time now. I mean, might you pursue maybe a full-time career in education?
No, I think I'd probably get fired after the first week. it's fun getting to spend a lot of time with the kids, but I mean, trying to teach them things is very frustrating and test your patience. And you know, God bless the teachers who are having to deal with 20 to 30 of those little things at a time.
Yeah, so obviously a lot to get on the show here, Stephen. Let's just kind of start with what you're thinking right now as it relates to your professional career. You obviously are one of the all-time great NFL kickers. What's your mindset in terms of continuing your career? Where are you on that today?
Well, first of all, thank you for the compliment, and then I'm just working out, continuing the rehab process, trying to get in shape, and I mean that's something I'm really motivated to do. Just personally for, the rest of my life. So, I can, be able to play golf and tennis and do all the things I like to do outside of football. But, I mean, I'm preparing to play for this season. I just have to wait around till all this craziness settles down and see what teams are interested. And, I can't fly anywhere. No one can fly anywhere or take a physical or anything like that. So there's no rush on trying to find a team, but I'm going to prepare as if I want to play. So, I mean, that's my mindset, and whatever happens, happens. I'm not overly concerned about it because there's so much other stuff going on right now.
Yep.
In the world, and just to, to have a goal of working out for myself and for a chance to play is motivation. So just trying to find creative ways to do that at home and not being able to go to a gym and get rid of the kids for an hour is very complicated, but we're making it work.
I imagine, though, just somebody that's as an NFL fan on the outside looking in, and then as a fan of your career, having watched you, all of us here in Memphis have, though, and then, being 36, us having watched, we know Matt Bryan, I mean, Phil Dawson, guys go into their 40s, they're still kicking. Do you feel like that interest level is still going to be pretty high when we do get to your point past all of this? That, I mean, I got to believe, Stephen, that it's going to be high. Like, there's going to be a bunch of teams interested.
Well, I mean, you'd like to think that. I don't want to assume anything. There's usually a lot of turnover throughout the years, and a lot of guys do recycle that have played before. So we will see. I'm going to keep the options open and, would be excited. I think a goal, I don't think I would want to play past 40. So, playing,
gotcha.
I mean, I said that to 35 and here I am, but, we'll see. It's gotta be mutual on both ways. And I'd be excited for a fresh start and, a new challenge and a new chapter. But I'm going to time will tell. You got to be patient in these things. And when you're 36 coming off an injury, you're not, people aren't, you know, banging down your door. So it's one of those things, like, I'm going to have to be able to check in with teams, let them see where I'm at, and, you know, gain, you know, garner some interest. And I think once the draft is over and the NFL, you know, guys who call the shots start looking to fill out the rest of their roster, it'll be a better time to kind of see who, what, where, when, and why, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Stephen Gostkowski, longtime New England Patriots kicker, University of Memphis product. Obviously, what a tenure, right, with New England. I mean, three Super Bowl championships, and obviously it did end. But now that you've sort of had, you know, the last few weeks, I'm assuming, in this isolation, I don't know how much you're thinking about it, but in terms of what you can say, how do you look back on your time in New England? How do you reflect on it?
I mean, just like anything else, once something's over with, it's hard to even think about any of the negatives. All I remember is all the good things and all the, you know, crazy experiences that we had. I mean, we were pretty much the modern day Yankees, since I was there, to be able to be a part of that and drafted to a team that had so much success and to play a small part in that was awesome. And, you know, you learn a lot from the wins, you learn a lot from the losses. And, I had kids young, and my oldest son got to go to five Super Bowls. My other kids got to go to three. I mean, it's pretty special, pretty crazy, you know, pretty stressful at times, but looking back at it, it's, you know, I wouldn't change anything. And, most importantly, all the relationships and the coaches and teammates and stuff I had in New England, and, you know, up here is the longest I've ever lived in a place. So it's been, no real complaints over here. I got nothing but gratitude and love. So I'm just excited to be able to look back on it finally and not have any ill will or, you know, bridges that have been burned or anything like that. So it's all good on my side.
Yeah, I was reading Tom Brady say he doesn't care, you know, that the media and fans worry more about his legacy than he does. And you know, you read that and you take it for what it's worth. But I do imagine when you feel like you're still competing at a high level and you've got more in front of you, that you're not thinking about your legacy. You're just trying to put your best foot forward that next day. But I'd ask you the same question. I mean, Belichick called you one of the greatest kickers of all time. I think we certainly all feel that way. The stats back it up. You're third in NFL history in field goal percentage. Do you think about things like legacy, or is it like – is it like that? You're just thinking about the next team and the next stage of your career. I mean, do you consider yourself one of the greats?
I mean, I don't like to think like that. I played sports to have fun. If there was a ball, I always wanted to try to kick it, throw it, hit it, dribble it, run with it, do whatever I could. You pick up anything that you can hit a ball with or catch a ball with, I'm down to try it and try to master it and perfect it. And that's kind of what gets my juices flowing. And kicking is one of those things that took me the farthest. It's a unique skill that not a lot of people can do or want to put the time and effort into to master it. I mean, you know, the first time I kicked the ball in ninth grade, I could kick a 55-yard field goal. But it took years and years and years to where, you know, every other kick wasn't a complete shank. So it takes a lot of time and effort. And if you start getting wrapped up in legacy and what people think about you, those are just distractions that keep you from performing at a high level. You know, it's kind of like being a horse in a horse race. They put the blinders on. You just worry about the things that you can control. And the only thing I can control is how hard I try, how hard I work, and how I treat people on the way. And I feel like when my time with New England was done, I was very happy with that for the way that I felt like I was respected, you know, by my coaches and teammates and people reaching out and stuff like that. And I care more about that stuff and trying to be a good person and teammate than any stats or legacy. I mean, that, you know, Bill Belichick said all the time, stats are for losers. I mean, it's nice to have them and it's nice for people to brag on your behalf. But I personally just enjoy playing and competing and, you know, when none of us are getting any younger, and the fact that I can even have a chance to compete at a high level is pretty cool. So, that's kind of how I feel about it.
I don't think a lot of people realize, but only three players have appeared in more career playoff games than Steven Gostkowski. They're Tom Brady, they're Adam Vinatieri, and Jerry Rice.
Good grief.
That's it. Those are the only three ahead of Steven Gostkowski. And you did it with the same team. I mean, 14 seasons. Just take the Patriots part out of it. Kickers don't typically last that long with one team. I mean, you know the position. You know it. You mentioned it. There's turnover constantly. How did you do it? How were you able to stay with one franchise, one team, for as long as you did?
I mean, number one, it helps that we win. You know, a lot of things go overlooked when you win. You know, when you lose and you're a big part of the loss, then it's easy to get a finger pointed at you when you play a certain position. So, number one, that helps. And to me, kicking is a lot like hitting in baseball. Like, if everyone else is hitting around you, it's kind of contagious. So when your team's playing good and playing well and making plays, you feel like you want to be out there and making plays as well. And it's kind of, you know, one of those things where, you know, I didn't want to be the reason. I try to look on the positive side. Like, I wanted to be the reason the team won. I didn't want to go out there to try to not miss, if that makes sense. Like, being aggressive and having confidence and believing in yourself and having a lot of good teammates and coaches around you help out a ton, too. I mean, there was some dysfunction, I guess, in New England with certain things, but it never got inside the locker room with the coaches and the teammates. And just being around professionals, learning how to be a pro, learning how to work hard, learning how to focus, learning how to get rid of all the distractions that can happen with media and fans and money and all those things, and having a family and having good roots and, you know, being humbled by things outside of football definitely helped keep you having a level head and being able to perform.
Gotti, I got to ask you, I mean, you played with him so long. Did you know? I mean, did you know Brady was out of there? Were you on the out? You know, did you care at that point? I know everybody's got to worry about their own careers. And what do you think in terms of what he'll do for the Bucs? Did you expect him to leave?
I mean, you see a lot, and playing 14 years, you see a lot in this business, and nothing is surprising. And, you know, Tom is, you know, one of the best teammates, probably, you know, one of the best teammates you could ever ask for, especially, you know, how good he is, and he's the best of all time, and he's an even better person, and I'm just happy for him to have a chance to continue to play. It seemed like he wants to prove to people he can play at a high level, you know, till he's 45 or whatever, which is remarkable, and that's his goal, and I'm excited for him. It'll be exciting to see him do something new and be recharged or energized, and I definitely wouldn't bet against him. But I mean, it's one of those things. It's not one of those things you guys talk about, like, oh, I'm going to go here. You know,
right.
guys are very business like. You know, you focus on the next game, the next practice. It's very, you know, militaristic. There's not a lot of like speculation and, you know, Stephen A. Smith and, you know, that kind of stuff. What if's going on? Maybe in the off season, but during the season, it's pretty businesslike.
What do you think of all these Memphis guys, man, going in the draft? Miller, Henderson, Pollard. We think Gibson's going to go high this year. You know, how about the University of Memphis and the talent it's pumping out here, the NFL talent?
It's awesome. I mean, I got to go to the Cotton Bowl, which, I mean, we lost, but it was unreal to be there and to have a team that, you know, you can watch every week and be in the top 25 and have a champ.
Yeah.
And, you know, then winning the conference championship was awesome. You know, the guys that – it's a tight-knit group. I mean, there's not a ton of guys in Memphis in the NFL, and to have that list grow is going to be awesome. And hopefully it can attract more players to play, and hopefully, you know, we can keep the train rolling with Coach Norvell leaving and keep being, you know, one of those outside, you know, powerhouses. And, you know, I'm always rooting for all my Memphis guys. It's definitely very fun to watch when it's on TV, especially the football and the basketball. It's really cool, and, you know, hopefully we'll get back to sports soon and we'll see how good our team can be next year.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Gotti. Who's doing your Hall of Fame introduction speech when you join Isaac Bruce in the Hall of Fame, brother?
Man, I you know, it's pretty tough for kickers to get in the Hall of Fame, so who knows? I'll probably have to play like 10 more years.
Stop.
Even be even be. I was happy enough to be in the Memphis Hall of Fame, and that was an honor enough right there.
Well, it's going to be some more. Yeah. Going to be some more.
Hey, Steven, man, we appreciate the time. Thank as you, always, man. Stay safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the football field this season, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Go Tigers.
Yep. Yes, sir.
He is Steven Gostkowski, former University of Memphis kicker. I mean, honestly, like, did you know that there was only three players who had appeared in more playoff games than Steven Gostkowski?
That's what I'm saying. No, I didn't realize that. Yeah. That's you're not just talking about kickers. You're talking about players.
Yeah.
It's Brady. It's who?
Brady, Adam Vinatieri, and Jerry Rice.
I thought you said Rice.
Yeah.
My God.
And Jerry Rice only has one more appearance than Steven Gostkowski. So Steven Gostkowski could conceivably break that.
Well, he will once the Bears sign him. And we you know, yeah.
He won't bring him with the Bears. So he's going to have to choose a different team.
Dude.
But he can definitely.
Yeah, there's no allegiance. I hope he goes back and listens. There's no allegiance to Eddie Pinheiro. Like, there's.
I don't think he's going to base his decision on your feelings about Eddie Pinheiro.
The question is, does he mind the Chicago wind? And the wind off the lake, like it's a real deal.
I will say,
might not be ideal. He's kicked through everything.
I will give you a little bit of an inside scoop.
Oh no,
he did rule out, according to sources, the Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.